We will now proceed to study together the third perek of Zechariah, perek Gimel. And as I explained yesterday, the last several psukim of perek Beis, beginning with posuk Yudalad, Roni v'simchi bas Tzion, begin the Haftorah, which is read on Shabbos Chanukah and on Parshas Vahalosho. The entire perek Gimel continues, and it makes up the middle section of that Haftorah. The Novi Zechariah says, Vayare'eni, and he showed me, es Yehoshua HaKohen HaGodol. This is Yehoshua ben Yehotzodok, who is the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and who is seen, Omeid Lifnei Malach Hashem, standing before the angel of God. Standing, the Malbim tells us, in judgment. He's being judged. V'hasotono Omeid al Yemino Lisitno. And the Satan, Satan, is standing to the right, meaning to the right of Yehoshua, which is to the left of the angel. And Lisitno, the Satan is the prosecuting attorney, so to speak. For the Malbim, Yehoshua, the Kohen HaGadol, is being judged here, two dinim. Number one, this Yehoshua was faced with the challenge of being thrown into the furnace, the Kivshon Ho'esh. And Chazal explained all this in Perek Chelek, Sanhedrin. And being thrown into the furnace. And when anyone is thrown into a furnace, the only way he can escape is, as Avraham Avinu did and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah did, with a miracle. Did he deserve this miracle? And he wasn't up to that. So he's being judged in that sense. As far as that goes, God himself intervenes. Vayomer Hashem el Satan. God himself says to Satan, Yigar Hashem b'cho ha-Satan. God is scolding you, screaming at you, Satan. V'yigar Hashem b'cho ha-bocher b'Yerushalayim. God is scolding you, you who would choose Yerushalayim. And the Malbim explains that there are two reasons why Yehoshua is found worthy of the miracle of surviving being thrown into the furnace. Number one, Yigar Hashem Bicho, because it is God himself who rebukes you. When God himself, Hashem, Shem Havaya, the Shem HaRachamim, that Rachamim, that God's compassion, the Baal HaRachamim's compassion, pulled him, as it were, out of the fires of the furnace. And secondly, he, meaning Yehoshua, says the Malbim, is a Bocher B'Yerushalayim. Yehoshua is a descendant of the Kohanim Gedolim who preceded him, of his ancestors, who served in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Halozeh Ud Mutzol Me'esh. And therefore, he is like a brand, like a fire brand plucked from the fire. Number one. But then Yehoshua had a second problem, a second offense, a second sin for which he was being judged. And that is that his children, Kohanim themselves, married Noshim Nochrios, foreign women, non-Jewish women. Yehoshua hoyol lavush bigodim tzoim. This Yehoshua was dressed in filthy clothing, meaning his clothing was stained. He wasn't stained, but his clothing was stained. He didn't sin, but his children sinned. V'yomeid lifnei hamaloch, and he's still standing before the angel to be judged on this second point. V'ya'an v'yomer el ha'omdim lefonov lemo. And he responded and he said to those who were standing before him, and he said, Hosiru habegodim hatsoim me'olov. Strip these filthy clothing from him. Take them off. Remove these clothing from him. As the Targum says, his sons were marrying women who were not proper wives for the Kohen. And his advice was, therefore, remove these begotten, meaning let them divorce these wives. Yavdilu bonov es nishasayim. Let them separate themselves from those wives, and he will be forgiven. Behold, I have removed your sin from you. Instead of the filthy clothing of the sinful children, you will wear the clean clothing of repentant children. For Omar, furthermore, Yosimu, I said, Yosimu tzonif tohor al rosho, to put a pure turban upon his head. Tzonif, a crown upon his head. Vayosimu hatzonif hatohor aroshov, vayalbishuhu begodim. Umalach Hashem omeid. The Malach Hashem stood by and watched as he was not only stripped of his filthy clothing, but he was given new clothing to wear, and above that he was given a tzonif, he was given a crown, a turban to wear on his head. Vayan Malach Hashem b'Yehoshua lemor. And the Malach Hashem said to Yehoshua, your sins are now forgiven, you're a new man. Ko amar Hashem tzavakos. Now I'm giving you this charge. Im bidrochai teilech. If you follow my ways, says the Malbim, if you will follow God's ways and be a rachum v'chanun, merciful and compassionate, as he is merciful and compassionate. That's how a person fulfills the mitzvah of a holachta bidrochov, of walking in God's ways. He is merciful like God, compassionate like God. Im bidrochai teilech, number one. V'im is mishmarti tishmor. And if you will keep the Torah, prostum poshut, you'll keep the Torah, you'll keep my mitzvahs. V'gam atoto dines beisi. And you will also rule over my house. In other words, you will see to it that the sacrifices and the other rituals of my house, of the Beis HaMikdash, are done properly. Vegam tishmores chatzeroi, and you will take all of the halachos of mishmeres habayis. You will see to it that the externals of the Beis HaMikdash are also done correctly. Then, v'nosati locho mahalchim bein ha'omdim ho'ele. Then, I will give you a way to walk among those who stand here. Meaning, I will permit you to move around among these attendants. Here, the Malbim says a very powerful thought. And that is, I will give you mahalchim, I will give you the ability to walk among these omdim, among these angels. Nowadays, a Kohen is an ordinary person. He's a human being, the same as you and I. However, the time will come when the Kohanim serving in the Beis HaMikdash will be elevated to become angelic. Angelic. And this is the Nevuah. You will be Mahalchim, Bein HaMalochim HaNitzchiim HaOmdim L'vnei Hashem. Just as these angels are omdim, they stand forever, they do not die, they are angels, spiritual beings, so too you will have a place there as a spiritual being. This is a very, very powerful thought. The Malbim quotes the Abarbanel, who says here something fascinating, and that is, Yehoshua here is being told, Yeshua the Kohen HaGadol is being told about his descendants. Among his descendants will be kings that will be Kohanim that will not do the proper thing. Who will they be? He says, you know who they will be? That initially the Kohanim will be the Chashmonoim. The Chashmonoim, Matisyo, Yehuda HaMakabi, etc. They will be the Kohanim who will be so wonderful. They will be among the angels. But they also will have filthy clothing because those Kohanim will assume the royal position. They will become kings, and that won't be proper. A Kohen should be a Kohen, a king should be a king, but those Kohanim eventually became kings. And that's the dirty clothing. But that those dirty clothes were stripped from them in the time of Hordas. Those Kohanim were no longer kings. That was removed from him. And this is the meaning of the Tznif HaTohor, the pure Kohanic priestly turbans that they will wear. And that's a symbol of the mitznefes, of the turban, which is a kaporo for gasus horuach, for arrogance. They were arrogant in assuming the kingship. In any case, he's speaking of a group of Kohanim, descendants of Yehoshua, who will be Bein Ha'omdim Ho'ele, among the angels. So many point out that here the human Kohanim are called Mahalchim, walkers, and the angels are called standers. They stand, they don't walk. And that is because a Malach doesn't grow, a Malach doesn't develop. A Malach is a Malach, the way God has created him, that's who he is forever. A human being grows, a human being develops, a human being improves, a human being can become better and better. So the human being is the walker, he is the Malchim, he's the Holech, among the angels who are the Omdim. Shmano Yehoshua HaKohen HaGadol HaTov Reyecho HaYoshvim L'vanecho. Listen, Yehoshua, you and your friends who are sitting with you, and these friends, Chazal, tell us, are none other than Hananya, Mishael, Va'azariah, who survived the fiery furnace. Ki Anshei Mofeis Hema, these are people who experienced miracles that came out of a furnace. Tell them. Ki Hinni Mevi Es Avdi Tzemach, I am bringing Moshiach. I'm bringing my servant who is a tzemach, who is a plant. He's now a seed, but he will grow. And Chazal tell us this is an allusion to Zerubbabel. Because when the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Zerubbabel will be the master, the governor, and he will give the honor of laying the foundation stone of the new Beit HaMikdash. He will give that honor to Yehoshua. And Yehoshua will take that stone, 11 achas shiva inoyim. And Yehoshua will engrave in that stone 7 eyes. And those 7 eyes, says the Malbim, refer to the 7 eyes of God, the 7 planets that were then known to man. And through those planets, the Ribono Shel Olam would somehow providentially rule the world. However, God says, I myself will engrave these eyes in stone. So there will be not just stone, not just carvings in stone by the human Yehoshua, but carvings in stone carved by the divine, by the Ribono Shel Olam himself. Hineni mifateach pitucho nu'um Hashem tzevokos. Umashti es avon ha'oretz ahi biyom echad. One day I will wipe out the sins of that land. God will bring utter forgiveness. By Yom Hahu. On that day, Nu'um Hashem Tzevoko, says God, Tikru'u Ishel Reyehu, one person will call the other, El Tachas Gefen V'El Tachas Te'ena. Everyone will invite everyone else in friendship to take shelter, to be shaded by the vines and by the fig trees. So we come to the end of Perek Gimel, the prediction of the beginning of the flourishing of a new era, the era of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll go on to Perek Dalid, to the 4th Perek, which continues and concludes the Haftorah, which we read Shabbos Hanukkah and Parshas Baha'aloscha. That will be for tomorrow, Perek Dalid, chapter 4.